This is KWBU-FM. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in town. And today's April Fool's. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos. No fooling. Tons of stuff going on in Waco this weekend.
That's right. There is. So tonight is First Friday in downtown Waco, which happens the first of every month. So you can stroll through downtown and enjoy some sips, some bites, and, you know, specials, and, you know, just support, you know, the local businesses in the area. And, you know, plan on staying a little late because those businesses will be open a little late.
Exactly.
So, sounds like a lot of fun.
And this is the perfect Friday to do it because this is also the Friday when the Brazos Nights concert series kicks off.
That's right. You can just walk on over.
That's right. You can just get your little sips and bites downtown, walk over to Indian Spring Park. The show starts at 7 and it should be awesome.
Sounds really fun.
It's this guy named Lee Fields, who's kind of a James Brown-esque singer. And then what I think is just fascinating is the other band is going to be Brown Sabbath.
Right, I've heard of them.
Like,
they're great.
Funky versions of Black Sabbath songs. Awesome. And then, but then if you want the complete opposite kind of music tonight, the McLennan County Community College Opera is presenting The Magic Flute, which is, of course, Mozart's theatrical masterpiece, and that's taking place at MCC at 7:30.
So, a lot to do on your Friday night.
Absolutely, a wide spectrum.
And to get your Saturday started off, you can head to the second annual Texas Food Truck Showdown, and that's going to be at, you know, Heritage Square in downtown Waco. And there's going to be some 40 food trucks, live entertainment, and just lots of fun. I was there last year, and it was a good time and good eats. Trucks will start selling to the public at 10 a.m., you know, and you can find out more information on their Facebook page or their website at Texas Food Truck Showdown.
Yep.
And during the Food Truck Showdown, which is pretty cool, they're going to introduce the Waco Artist Market. Tomorrow it's when it's going to be introduced, but, you know, then it'll be there every Saturday starting April 16th from noon to 6. And that's free and at 10 a.m.
Yeah, April is really one of those months in Waco where I just defy you to try to do everything because there's so much going on.
It's too much to do.
Yeah, this Saturday is a perfect example because besides the huge food truck thing, there's the Baylor football showcase.
Oh, that's right.
If you want to see a Baylor practice and get a little taste of next year's football team, that's the tailgate starts at 10 o'clock and the gates open at 11, and that'll be at McLean Stadium. And then kind of following the sports theme a little bit, I guess, the Yoga Pod on Franklin Avenue is offering a couple of free community yoga classes on Saturday.
Oh, very cool.
One is at 11 o'clock, and that's a bar class. And then another one is at 2 o'clock, and that is a tone class. Hmm. So got all that going on. Plus,
there's a lot more. Like you said, April's a busy, busy time in Waco. And if you want, you could head down to Sikkim Science Day, Bears Teaching Cubs, cute little title there. And that's going to be down at the Mayborn Museum. And it's just going to be some Baylor students from a variety of different departments that will be offering some science activities that are, you know, fun, hands-on, and most importantly, educational. And cost to attend that is included in your regular admission price to the museum. So if you want to make it a day of sciencey stuff, you should head down to the Mayborn Museum. Also on Saturday, it's a pretty gnarly event.
Right, gnarly.
I had to do that, right? it's Gnarathon 6. It's Waco's annual downhill skateboarding race. It returns this weekend as a two-day event, so it'll be Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, it's the biggest downhill event in Texas and includes a free ride, a skate park, and, of course, a race. Cost for that is tickets are, you know, about $20 to about $30. And that's going to be at Cameron Park at Emmons Cliff Drive. So pretty gnarly time on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's also, if you feel like getting out and running around some, there are two really interesting 5K runs, or I'm not sure if the first one's really 5K or not, but the first one, this cracks me up, it's the Gut Pack Run.
Oh.
And so you start on Baylor campus, and then you run down to VTX and get a Gut Pack, and then you run back to campus. And the proceeds all go to benefit Mission Waco. It starts at 9 o'clock. I'm not sure how good of an idea it is to try to run after you've eaten a gut pack, but that's totally up to you.
For the brave.
That's right, exactly. And then also, this Saturday is the day of the Heart of Texas Autism Network Run for Autism. And that takes place at Brazos Park East, which is out on Martin Luther King Drive. It starts at 8 o'clock, $20. It's going to be a 5K, but also just kind of a whole family event with games and music and refreshments and a resource fair and all kinds of neat things going on. And plus, great support for our community of folks with autism and their caregivers. And a great learning experience, too. Good way to get a little exercise on a Saturday to work off the food you ate at the food truck.
Right. And later on Saturday night, it's a little different event. It's the Boots on the Brazos fundraiser for the ARC of McLennan County. And, you know, if you don't know the ARC of McLennan County, it's a group that's, you know, dedicated to expanding opportunities for care and support for people and families impacted by intellectual and developmental disabilities. So this is just a time to help support that group, and they'll have a night of barbecue, an open bar, live music, and dancing and raffles. So what's not to like? And right. That'll be at the Waco Convention Center on Saturday night. But, you know, the busy weekend continues into the week. Right. We got a lot going on, right, Ashley?
Absolutely. Tuesday, for example, one of the fun things, you know, one of my favorite places in town is the Downtown Waco Farmers Market, usually open on Saturday mornings from 9 to 1. But during the spring, they also open on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 7. And so this coming Tuesday, April 5th, is going to be their reopening for spring 2016. And they are going to kick it off. The campus kitchen from Baylor University is going to come do some crafts and recipes and games and just generally celebrate the market opening up again.
Very cool. I'm going to have to swing by. And Thursday next week, there's a lot of like music.
Right. Yeah. Events. Thursday is a big musical night. Just about any kind of music you'd like to hear. So, for example, at Baylor, there's a program called That's What She Said, which is going to be kind of a cabaret show and musical review. Then at First Baptist Church of Woodway, or also at First Baptist Church of Woodway, the Singing Men of Texas, which is music ministers, Baptist professors, church staff members from all around the state who love to sing if you like gospel music. Also, Thursday night is our monthly Stars Over Texas Jamboree, which is kind of like our hometown just country music festival every month. So that's fun. And then a couple of other fun things that are going on Thursday night. There is a show at Common Grounds called the Contemporary Music Center Show, which is a group of students from all around the country who have spent the semester in Nashville honing their craft. And so they're doing a free show at Common Grounds. And then hometown favorite Pat Green is at the Backyard Bar, Stage, and Grill, which is kind of a newish place that's opened up on 8th Street, and that's going to be at 8 o'clock.
Very cool. So, lots to do in Waco Town this week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ashley, and we'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you next time, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.